Hey everybody, welcome back to Homeschool, episode 66, the podcast where Andrew Rivers and I do jokes that we wrote during the week for a guest who's a comedian, and they heckle us, riff on the jokes, tag them, leave the Zoom if they don't like what's going on, and then we talk about life and what's going on in the world, and comedy, but mostly what's going on in comedy, because we don't have lives and don't really know much about the world. This week, our special guest, I don't know why I called you a special guest, share your special steak, old pony girl. Maxie Wittrek, everyone, give her a round. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
What's up, you guys? Yeah, you're about the only one who does pronounce it right. I feel like I must have really bad writing. I get Wittreks, Wintrack, White Track. I mean, I am White Trash. No one's gone there yet. I don't know why.
I'm sorry. Well, I've met you, so just kidding. Hey, what do you got going on these next few weeks, stand-up comedy-wise, or months, or whatever?
You know what? I just got back from so much road stuff, as you guys are a million times more versed in, that I'm actually slowing down a little bit. Have a sweet comedy show, a show I produced down in L.A., coming up December 11th, if anyone's in the area and wants to come out. But other than that, slowing down a little, which is weird.
Well, LA must be interesting. We'll probably get into that a little bit later. Where's that at, December 11th?
December 11th is at a sweet comedy show on Instagram for a backyard in Burbank near you.
Oh, fun. Into it. Andrew and I have some gigs coming up together. We're going to go out to Oregon. We're going to go to Portland, Eugene and Ben, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I got those dates right. December 12th, Renton, we're going to run out a little theater, Carco Theater in Renton, Washington. So come see us at those. We got other stuff, but that stuff does not pay us extra if you come to it. So
yeah, that's the issue. Yeah, we got other stuff.
We're promoting. Great. Well, let's get to the jokes. But at first, a 3-second pause because I do not know how to edit things. Hey, Homeschool, episode 66. How fitting, because it's a podcast with two sixes.
Wow. Hey, that's three sixes, including our guest today.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Mark Maron. Oh, you guys.
Oh, you. Hey, you I wrote guys. That before I knew who the guest was, so I just knew. But that's only fitting, 666, because I made a deal with the devil last week.
Oh, I'm used to 6-3s in my life, but deal with the devil. What would you get, a Tom Brady touchdown ball or start your own squid game? What's going on?
Well, our beloved bachelorette, Katie Thurston, has dumped her fiance, Blake, so she's Ooh. Single again. And I knew it was a matter of time before she came crawling back.
Well, you need to focus your wishes on something a bit more productive. You have tons of girlfriends who ignore you. You really should use your deal with the devil to get something you need, like punchlines.
Oh, come on.
Is she the first one to come crawling back? Because usually they're just crawling away from you, right?
Yeah, they, not really crawling, more like sprinting. Not even really running away. They're just running in place and not responding to me. But,
what do ghosts do? Whatever they do, that's what
they haunt my dreams. Well, it's a joke anyway. There's no deal with the devil. You know, if I did make a deal with the devil, I'd wish for a different ex-girlfriend back. But, you know, Katie dumped this guy all on her own, I think.
Well, that other girl was the devil in my mind. So I think you're going to need Jesus for this wish. Let's get back to the only interesting thing about you. Katie's single. Are you going to shoot your shot? What's the plan here?
I mean, there's probably like thousands of DMs already, but I don't know. How do I stand out? Like, do I send my condolences or my dick? You know, I don't know what's appropriate.
Why not both? Why is this an or scenario?
You know, I really should take a woman's opinion on this, you know?
You know, you're a tall, skinny, okay-looking white guy. Pete Davidson has done it.
I just need some face tattoos or something, you know?
Really, I think you're limiting yourself with that clean face. You should open your opportunities by getting face tats.
Just is that big, hot to you?
Big black bags under your eyes. You could that'll do. That really helps.
Are face tats like a thing that you would like or just...
God, I'm so into face tats and sleeves and neck and everything. I want them myself.
Oh, okay.
But that's really contradictory with, you know, also wanting a guy who won't murder me, so...
Yeah, it's hard. It's the, what do they call it? The Venn diagram?
Yeah.
Best deference or whatever.
The best deference. Yeah, you got it. Well, yeah, you should just send her some comfort. Get her a nice birthday card with a picture of your dick in it. Little pop-up, huh?
Oh, pop-up card. Well, it's, I mean, it's not her birthday, so.
It'll come early, just like you, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know. I think I'm not going to say anything, you know, because she already trusts me, and I'd prefer to keep it that way by only, you know, texting her when I can actually help, right? Like, she asked me for comedy advice, but I can't help her with a breakup. I'm still not over any of my exes, so.
I mean, you could send her referrals to guys who are hotter and more successful than you. I mean, that's helping.
It's a very long list. So many options.
I mean, should I put that in alphabetical or chronological order? Or
you shouldn't be giving comedy advice either, if you ask me. Yeah, that's just my personal opinion. But
gonna lose a lot of trust. Well, I stole your advice, so it's not my comedy advice.
Oh,
well,
that's fine then. But don't steal my relationship advice. Hey, stay together for 15 years and get a divorce when you're bald and have a beer belly. It's not.
How's that working out for you?
What advice did you give her?
Oh, I gave her the only advice you should give someone starting comedy, get famous before you start. So she's doing great. Yeah.
Then you never have to be good. That's really good advice.
Telling you, she's going to sell out before I do.
That's when I'm quitting comedy. I'm letting the fame catch up.
Well, I'm a sellout.
He's trying to be Pete Davidson's next girlfriend. And then
I heard they've got great track records. Being
well, yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, they don't last very long. Track records, tracks in their arms. Okay, yes. Yeah. But the best Beatles. Way to get over someone is to get under someone, right? You've got a lot to offer her. Stage time. She just opened for Whitney Cummings the other day, though, so I don't know. But invite her to a guest set in Renton, I guess. See if she can sell out her hometown. Like you,
Andrew. I love when you're auditioning these jokes for us. It sounds like Corey's the one having to work for it. He sounds like he's the one trying to make these jokes work for himself.
Yeah, please.
Well, yeah. I mean, he looks at the sheet like three times and then shows up, and then, but he's reading them for the first time usually during the podcast. So. Yeah, well, I guess I could give her a guest set or something. I mean, as I get closer to 40, I should get used to hiring my girlfriends. Maybe some like unannounced feature spots on one of my, you know, shows. And then she'll see how funny I am and how successful I am. And she'll fall in love with me for me and our similar passions.
No, make her sleep with you for the spot. And then she'll get a real taste of how comedy works.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you don't want a taste of Andrew, but have her announce the guest sets, though. I mean, we need her to sell tickets.
Yeah, for sure.
But sure, the rest of that.
I have tickets to Portland. All right, we're lagging behind.
If you're going to sleep with her, you know, if she's going to sleep her way to the top, like Matt, she's got to start at the bottom. So that, you know, that's the
I'm right here for that.
And
yeah.
You'll be right there. Introduce her to the biz. I like it.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up. I think she dumped the guy because he was in Africa for a month, so I'm not sure she wants to come on the road to third world countries like Ohio.
Cleveland rocks. Well, I didn't want to say it, but you're probably going to die alone, if we're being honest, you know?
Well, at least with COVID and global warming and aliens, you know, we'll all die at the same time. So that's comforting.
It is very comforting. Bad news, though, is Halloween weekend. So if you do hang yourself, nobody's going to discover you for, like, weeks, you know?
Yeah.
The neighbors would just be like, hey, this guy still has Halloween decorations up. It's almost Thanksgiving, but I respect how realistic it is.
Yeah, I think Halloween's a bad time to kill yourself because they'll just think it was an accident, you know? Oh, he was setting up that noose for decoration, and he accidentally stuck his neck in it, you know? You don't even get the satisfaction of the sympathy. So, yeah, don't worry. I'm going to wait a few more weeks.
That's good, man. We gotta get this podcast to 69 episodes. So
absolutely,
just wait till then. All right, let's see if we can find something uplifting, maybe in the news. FDA approved Pfizer's COVID vaccine for 5 to 12-year-olds. There was 4,500 participants in the study and only 5 adverse reactions. This is good. 2 kids got fractures and 1 kid swallowed a penny, which is, I'm amazed he could find any change with that coin shortage, you know? Thanks, fucking Biden.
That sounds unrelated to a vaccine. That's like the parents induced that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's crazy. This vaccine.
Yeah, this vaccine. Gave my kid a black
eye.
Started talking. And
bye.
I don't know.
Well, the vaccine doesn't give him side effects. Stares.
Yeah, that's how my girlfriend had a miscarriage. The vaccine, not the stairwell. But yeah, if you find needles in your kid's Halloween candy this year, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Hey, right?
Just trying to vaccinate the kids in my neighborhood early.
With all these supply shortages, I was hoping kids would try and toilet paper my house. I could use a few extra rolls, you know? Hey, use double ply, you pussies. Also, use double ply on your pussies. You don't want to drip. Probably shouldn't yell that to kids. Did you dress up for Halloween?
No, I didn't. I went door to door in my neighborhood when I moved in, but that was for yelling at kids to use double ply on their pussies.
Yeah,
so.
Sex offender.
No, Mormon.
Oh, you're Mormon. Okay, same thing. You rode your bike. I was performing on Halloween, so the best I could do was like a skull tee and a hood.
So that's normal.
Yeah, well, you were in Florida, so
I wasn't. Yeah,
I don't think they've.
Well, I shouldn't wear a hood with his haircut.
No, absolutely, it's a bad idea.
That was the next slide. Which I
skipped a thing. Don't worry about it.
Well, I didn't even wear a mask. It was Florida. I don't think they've heard of COVID.
Yeah, you see none out here.
Oh, you're there now.
Yeah, Jacksonville. A flight had to make an emergency landing this week after a passenger punched the flight attendant in the face and broke her nose. Mm. He wasn't arrested because the flight attendant told the cops she fell down the loading stairs.
All right, it's all coming back. A lady on my flight home passed out and we all thought she was dead. It was crazy.
Oh, did you volunteer mouth to mouth?
Nah, I just sang Staying Alive and Another One Bites the Dust while the flight attendants panicked and the nurse asked the lady her name 20 times. They're about as good at keeping people alive as the cops. So,
all they did was go, "What's your name?"
The lady was like passed out, and she was getting her alert, and the other people were panicking and grabbing for air things, and they're like, "Does she even need air?" And they're like, "I don't know. I just put it on her face." And pretty funny. She lived.
Yeah, well, I think all the fired cops and all the fired flight attendants should just switch jobs, right? Mm. We need more cops that'll just smile and hand you a Pepsi, and we need more flight attendants that'll beat the shit out of people.
Okay, yeah. I keep wanting someone to freak out on a plane that I'm on, but no luck so far. I wouldn't get involved physically. I would just film it. I need something to go viral.
Yeah. They'll make a movie about us like the Let's Roll guys on 9/11, except it's called World Star.
A Southwest pilot might be in hot water after ending his usual cruising altitude speech with a Let's Go Brandon chant, which is that new GOP code for fuck Joe Biden.
Have you heard about this, Maxie?
I vaguely.
Yeah.
Where did they pluck that name from other than its generic whiteness?
So a NASCAR driver named Brandon won a race and he was being interviewed and the reporter heard the crowd chanting, fuck Joe Biden, but she thought they were saying, let's go Brandon. So as they're yelling it, she's like, they're saying, let's go Brandon. And he was like, yeah.
Sure.
So now they've reclaimed that phrase as their own.
That made us look good. Female announcers. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to see the GOP reclaiming something besides the N-word. So, you know, just anything.
You know, I kind of like the let's go Brandon chant. It works well. You know, like when I say let's go Seahawks, what I really mean is fuck you, Seahawks.
Right. I think I'm okay with this, too. All you're doing is letting me know to avoid you. That's a good thing. Can I chant happy holidays, too? Or are they going to get mad at that?
Hey, that's unacceptable.
Not
yeah, you're just letting people know to avoid you, you know, like Macklemore made a song called Fuck Donald Trump, which saved a lot of embarrassment for conservatives because they originally fell in love with him because of his haircut.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I hope. I hope a trans athlete named Brandon competes in the Olympics, and then all these conservatives have to get new merch. Except they don't like the Olympics either, so I don't know.
Well, they'd be like, let's go, Merck. I don't know. What. Well, there's a viral dance on YouTube to go along with the song, and the whole dance is just you sliding to the right. Slide to the right. Slide to the right. Far right this time. All right.
Well, here, let's have every pilot end the announcement with their favorite message, right? We'll be at cruising altitude and 30,000 feet. And remember, G's up, hose down.
Corey's flying soul plane lately, I guess.
I guess so. The New York City police unions warned that 10,000 officers could resign after the vaccine mandate. But so far, only 34 have been put on unpaid leave. So it's just like...
I can't imagine why cops don't want to get the vaccine. I mean, usually they're really eager to take a shot.
Well, yeah, they've already had qualified immunity. So they're like, this should protect me from COVID, right?
There you go. We need protection from our next guest because she's a viral load, if you know what I mean. Give it up for Maxine White Trash.
I hate this already.
Wait, isn't she a man eater? Isn't that or something?
You could just full stop after man. That seems to be what people agree on.
They just think you're a... Do you get misgendered a lot?
All the time. The biggest role I've gone out for this year was a trans female. And I had another casting director thank me for bringing my non-gender specific essence to a role.
Oh.
That means no gender.
Appropriation. You're appropriating.
I know. An accident. Very inappropriate. It's better than when I was, you know, wearing cornrows and trying to be black. So I'm progressing. Thank you.
Very progressive. Would you take that? Would you take a role? Would you just go, hey, they gave me the role that was not your, I don't know. If you would
try not to go for those, but, you know, sometimes when, I don't know, it's. Sure. More like, do you want to get the backlash if you do get it? No, but I go to audition for it hoping maybe just give me another role. Just like me enough to give me another role.
Yeah, it's like I'm not trans, but I get called pussy a lot. So I don't know if that counts as
the exact same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I could pass for non-binary.
You guys are just going ways haircut-wise. You're just like going, you're the opposite.
Yeah, I feel like I Wolverined you Wolverined my hair. You're just sucking it out, and yours gets longer and longer every time mine gets short.
Whenever someone sucks me, I do get longer and longer. So
my aunt always said
it's a bones day. All right,
if you dye your hair blonde, she'd always say, oh, your brains are leaking out when people dye their hair blonde. I was like,
why, because of the dumb blonde?
Yeah, I was like, that's very clever.
Your grandma seems cool.
That's my aunt, but my grandma is my grandma's racist. My aunt's misogynistic.
And an alcoholic.
Get it right.
Your aunt seems too young for that to be like a cute little ism. That seems like an actual belief.
You think, if you do the math, I mean, you probably think I'm 41 plus maybe 30, something like that. That's a 71-year-old broad. So, yeah. 71. I guess that's going to be interesting when we do have people in their 70s and 80s who are like woke. That'll be kind of I wonder if it's going to be.
But we won't be woke compared to the kids coming up.
Interesting. Or maybe it'll go the other way. We've got all these racist kids trying to defy their grandparents and their parents.
You know what, though? Kids are so annoying when they're enforcing the wokeness that they don't even understand. That it kind of makes you want to just say it out of spite. Maybe our grandparents aren't racist. Maybe they're just trying to teach us a lesson about diplomacy.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, you little shit. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead and give us an example.
Yeah, which racial slur were you thinking
of? Oh, my God. I was at a dinner party and some guy was like, yeah, but when we're older, our kids are going to be like, oh, Grandpa, you just called her your wife? How could you? You don't say that anymore.
That's partner.
Yeah. Zoinkatron.
Well, that's an interesting thing of like, well, there's so much talk on both sides of the argument about like freedom, and it's just a funny like I don't personally have any concern about how people refer to me gender-wise. So I'm not gonna go on my Instagram and write he, him, because I just, that's not a, I don't, I'm not concerned. But I understand that that is my privilege as a white dude to not have to be concerned about that at all or not worry about that.
Yeah.
I think people would really want everybody to be concerned about that. So it's this whole like, well, I don't wanna pretend like I care when I don't. But I respect that it just really matters to a lot of people. So I hope we're allowed to continue to go, hey, I can appreciate that that's very important to you, and it happens to not be important to me or whatever.
You know what? That's a good distinction, because there is like a fine line between like, I love my friends and people. If it's truly important to you and I can see that this is like a heartfelt thing and you're asking it of me because it makes a difference to you and it makes no difference to me, yes, I would love to support it. And then there's just like wanting it your way, regardless of what someone else's feelings are. And that makes me bristle and just stubbornly not want to do it.
Right.
It feels like we're talking about like, you know, like a loveless marriage where it's like, look, I'll blow you if it really means that much to you, but I have no interest in it. It means nothing.
You gotta find the emotional component for me.
I'm not really into it, but hey, sure.
I mean, if we're gonna stick this thing together and make it work, that's you know, we gotta have some diplomacy here, you know.
Yeah, I'm woke, okay.
You have to be awake to do that. That's the word. Make sure. Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, and that's, so like, what did I tweet today? I've like, so all these people who are like, you should have the freedom to choose whether or not you get the vaccine or not. And I'm not going to, it's the same people that keep telling me every time I make a joke, like, oh, you shouldn't have got the vaccine, you little woke, little following bitch. And I'm like, you're really coming at me hard for a thing that you thought I was supposed to have the freedom to choose not to do or to do.
Yeah.
And then one guy goes, you're really bending over and taking it if you get that vaccine. And I wrote out this long thing. And then I go, also, I've never understood that metaphor because I have a prostate gland. So I don't really know. I really enjoy bending over, to be honest. So I don't get your... But yeah, anyway, I don't know. But then on the other end of the coin, there's the other way. There's all sorts of shit too, where people are like, well, when I was in community college, not trying to brag, it's very
that was a long 12 years, right?
yeah, it's fun. I say that sometimes on stage. Oh, best 7 years of my life.
I don't want to pretend I'm listening to your act. Shit.
Oh God.
Hack. Oh, other side.
Oh, it's just hack. Really easy to guess Corey's punchlines. That's all. Oh, you can see it in the back.
So, but so the teacher was, she was this Italian lady, and she
we say Guido around here, okay?
Multicultural studies, and it was like sort of my first foray into that. I mean, if you look back at what I was writing in middle school, I was pretty progressive. It was kind of wild, but I have no idea why. But I said, hey, like, I don't care about being white. Like, I don't have pride in being white. I don't go like, oh, my Norwegian heritage, and you know, like, that's not a big deal to me. So I'm having a hard time. And she goes, yeah, you have the luxury to not have to care. That's neat. Great for you. But you've never had to worry about it, care about it, think about it. Not once. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, and
now, is that
people,
because we grew up in a white culture? So our, you know, we're not trying to keep our culture alive, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, partly that there was a, you know, the majority, there was a majority thing, but also I think it's partly I never got threatened as a result. Like, there's no threat because of my race,
yeah,
or ethnicity. Like, I never felt nothing. There's no, I mean, Louis C.K. joke, what are you gonna call me, cracker? Oh, ruin my day.
Like, yeah, take me back to owning land and people.
And people. Oh, ugh. So I think there's a thing of like, I don't know why this isn't funny, but yeah, it's just a thing of like, hey, I don't have to worry about that shit at all. But I care about other people, so I, like, I have empathy, so I want to like be like, yeah, here, you know, whatever.
You guys find that's in like all the events of the last 2 years, have they split or affected your fan base? Like, do you feel a need to be addressing that on stage, or is it mostly off stage when you're, you know, interacting with people who follow you and call themselves fans but are still like bitching at you?
Ah, it's sweet to use the word fan base. I don't
Oh, there's people who keep looking at your ass cheek photos, Corey. That's posting them.
That's true.
Well, people comment on our ads all the time, and like, you know, I'll post jokes on Facebook that are political in nature just because it's trending. But I do make fun of, I think, both sides fairly, in my opinion. I have jokes about Biden. I have jokes about Trump. I have jokes about politics in general. And I also want to be guided by the truth, you know? I kind of want to just be like, I mean, cops are going viral for not getting the vaccine, so I want to talk about it. I'm not anti-police or I don't think we should defund the police. I think they provide important services. I think that they're useful when they're not shooting unarmed minorities, but I'm not going to ignore that fact just because I think it might turn a few people off, you know?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'll find the people that enjoy my, I don't want them, like some guy left a comment that was like, are you forcing people to take an experimental vaccine just to come to your show? And I'm like, it's not up to me. So it's the local law, but also I don't think you would enjoy the show. So stay home either way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all these people go, well, now I'm a fan of you because you respond to this guy. And I'm like, all right, well, that's fine.
That's so funny. You can't please everybody.
Yeah. So it's back to the basic rule of comedy, which is write what you think is funny. And then because you can't, you know, even if it's the non-political or non, you know, controversial topic, you know, you can still write a joke that you're like, this is brilliant, and then no one's going to laugh at it. So, you know, you just got to please yourself at the end of the day, which is what I'm going to do after this podcast is over. Come on.
I do the beginning of every day. Your hand was so tightly closed on that act out. But so so Steve, who Andrew's on tour with Hofstadter, he's kind of leaned into his liberal angle of how he sees the world. And his, tell me if I'm wrong, Andrew, his position is essentially like, look, it's gained me a lot of followers. It's been good for my career to really be honest about what I am. And I lose people, but I gain way more and all that. And my first thought when he was talking about that, I was like, yeah, I don't have the luxury of losing a bunch of, but I do think there's something to be said for, like, let's say butt photos, for example. Let's not make it politics. Let's not make it anything.
Yeah.
We get
unfollowed so often.
Yeah, those get way more likes than anything else I ever post, but they also get me way more unfollows than anything I've ever posted. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you're too prudish for my butt on
Instagram. It's not like we're posting
Instagram,
it every day, you know, it's like every 6
then
months.
Then you're not
going to, you know,
have a similar sense of humor as me, I don't think. Like, you're going to, if you can't handle a butt photo on Instagram, you're not going to like my fingering joke. So, like, what are we doing here? Go ahead, leave. And then ultimately, like, if you're talking just algorithm, like, that's better anyway. You want more people engaging. You don't want all these people that aren't and all that shit that you got to worry about. But I just feel like, yeah, I guess Steve's on to something where it's like, even if the ratio of gaining versus losing isn't more, it's fine. There's 7.6 billion people in the world. Like, I don't need ones.
I just need 100 of them a night at my show, you know?
Yeah, I don't need ones that are gonna go like, oh my God, you made a vaccine joke? What are you? Yeah, get out of here. You're out. That ain't gonna work for me. So yeah.
I just know if it was worth it, you guys, if you like stay away from it on purpose.
No.
Not deal with it.
No.
I think as long as I can defend the joke, you know, aspect of it, like, you know, I have a vaccine, I have a MyPillow joke, I have, you know, but when I'm with Steve's crowd, it gets a huge applause break. when I just do a regular show in Spokane, it gets some laughs, but I'm like, this is my A plus, this is my best joke on the road with a certain headliner, and you guys are just going, man, it's fucking, we don't really like this, you know. And so that becomes more difficult in terms of like, I do want an act that'll work. I don't want to have to change it every week depending on who I'm opening for or where I'm at. So that is tough. But, you know, at a certain point, it's like, it's a joke, you nerds. Like, we're at a comedy show. Fucking calm your
tits. The more and more we have people coming to see us specifically, yes, then the more and more it doesn't, you know, you're not opening for some. You're not, they came to see you and they know you're, they know how you kind of have a, what your worldview is.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come from your worldview, you know, that's where the jokes are going to come. Or they should. It shouldn't be like, I mean, you know, I guess just if it's funny, it's funny. But also people don't understand, like, comedians don't understand being tongue-in-cheek and ironic, I feel like. Like, I've heard people go like, oh, he did a joke about sexually harassing a woman. And I'm like, oh, I heard this, I heard that as I, like, tongue-in-cheek, ironic, like, how absurd would it be if someone felt that way? And I'm like, that's still okay, right? We can do that, right? Like, anyway. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, you know better about us probably because you're, you know, trans, lesbian, black woman, so...
Yeah, well, I did hear that Corey invited himself into your hotel room, so... We're about to meet to Corey on this podcast right now.
Corey, do you remember that?
Well, yeah, because we're staying next door to each other.
Yeah.
And they gave me this big old room, but you were like, well, mine has a patio. And I was like, patio? Let me see this patio. And as soon as I walked in, because it was after the show, as soon as I walked in, I was like, this probably is weird from her perspective that I... like, just was like, let me see your patio. You're like, sure. You're,
let hey, me let see me my, my check patio. Out your back door. Right. You know,
I'm so shocked.
Immediately was like, I'm out. Lovely, lovely patio. Bye. Anyway,
I'm so surprised that registered for you at all because at the time, like, I am so normally just like good with my guy friends. I don't even think about stuff like that. But recently, I've been dating a guy who works on murder shows, and he's been really forcing me to be more aware of like bad situations. And I remember at the time, like, I normally would have been like, yeah, come on, see the patio. And at the time, I was trying to be really good. I was like, okay, objectified the situation. No one's around. It's late at night. He's stronger than you.
Well, that's debatable.
The room is set up this way. He's probably, I don't know, Jake bit my shoe that night. Maybe all the guys were thinking something's going to happen. So
Jake, that was the guy.
I remember sitting outside the door in the hallway just like, you're doing great, Maxie. This is what a smart girl would do. A smart girl wouldn't go in there with him right now.
Oh, wait, you stayed outside of the hotel room?
I was like, oh, God, because I immediately was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I don't need to. So I was like, I got to go. But yeah,
you have no malintent. You don't think about that. And I also wasn't registering any malintent. I was just trying to like be by the book and be like, no, Max, you should start looking out for yourself better. And like, you know, not being so naive. And wow, that is incredible. I was just telling him last week about that. I was like, oh, my friend Corey. Well, we met headlining, or he was headlining a show, and like this hotel thing. I told him about that. I was like, oh my God.
And you're like, you would have been so proud. You stayed outside of the hotel room the whole time?
Yeah.
Pretty close to the door, or at least right at the doorway.
Yeah.
I'm going to just chill here. Did you get a good look at the patio?
Yeah, you go check the patio. That's great. All right.
I also don't recall, I never, at least not yet, I don't even think like headliner, like I don't even think about like, I've had
power
a couple
dynamic,
people be like,
yeah,
well, you're a headliner and I'm like,
and you're like, barely.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm
a $600 headliner at the Joker's. Yeah, yeah.
That would be nice. But like, yeah, they were like some version of like, well, you book a thing and you're a headliner, so you got to be cognizant of. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't. Yes, by all
trust
means.
Trust me, I never felt lorded over by your power.
Appreciate you. Yeah, yeah. But one person said that once about a thing, and I was like, oh, okay, that's a good point. I guess I'll have to consider that. But also, I don't book anything of value. But yes, sure.
So I go
That's
hiking a lot, and now they're saying, like, when you go hiking, you should make your voicemail. Hey, I'm on this hike. I should be back by this time. If you don't hear from me, go, you know.
Yeah, I
And
guess,
so
but like
you're
these
like,
all
Corey
of
Michaelis is coming to check out my patio. We're in room 516. And
Maxie,
well,
you're on the
also a lot of comedians fuck each other, like a lot. And
Yeah.
so and I'm
Well,
not
I would say
I'm at zero. I have zero.
it's more of like a work environment. Like people that work together, they spend more time with each other. They have similar
Bar people that work at bars together.
schedule. Yeah,
Oh,
yeah. It's just a. It's not necessarily like a. It's just a. You're. Those are the people you're around. But yes.
well, and I but I'm at one, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because she said her ex-boyfriend is a comic and he'd murder me or murder us or murder her, or I don't remember, but
I don't
so
know
that
if I
one
remember
I would
this,
take a
but
gamble
I
on
can't tell you. That's
a
why you don't know about it,
Oh,
because
okay.
yeah, I can't
Yeah,
speak
I
about
am loose lips over here, so
so was I that night, but
Well, so was she to let you in.
yeah, I was gonna say that,
Oh,
but all right, so I'm at that so I'm at so I'm ostensibly at zero comedians ever had sex with, so I also don't think about that really, because it's like kind of a rule, like it just seems better to not even do
yeah, I
that
never
at
wanted to
all.
like ruin my happy place, you know? I had girls that I had a girl that I hooked up with become a comedian briefly or barely, but also like open mic level, so I was not that worried about it. And now she's banging some other comic, but she's a sweet lady. But yeah, I've made out with a few girls, but also like every time I'm like, I don't know, this has so much potential. If we could like sit and have a conversation about like all the things, but it's never what happens. You know, you can't be in the middle of making out and fingering and be like, now hang on, is this gonna get weird? You know, it's
Are we dating? Are you now? Are you
yeah. Have
so
you guys
this?
dated comedians or just hooked up?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I have zero. Well, the one that I'm not allowed to speak about, and never any others.
Yeah, just a couple make out sessions, but nothing serious. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's a
we
good
are
spot.
I
sort
mean,
of the
one time,
only one.
Corey came to my hotel room to check out my patio, but I'm not allowed to talk about
Sparks.
that. He said he'd kill me if I brought it up, so.
Yep, I can't speak about that one anyway, so I'll learn how to edit for that one. So your current so murder podcasts, I'm into those, and
And
Crime
he's been
Junkie.
featured on several, actually. They're like, we suspect it was Corey, but we don't have enough proof.
Crime
The
Junkie
patio killer
is
is what they call Corey.
fuck. Just Crime Junkie is be weird, be rude, stay alive. I think that's their thing. So like, don't be afraid to be rude. Don't be afraid to be like super weird. Even if it's like you create a really awkward and uncomfortable and terrible situation and lose that friendship or relationship or whatever it is, fucking do it to stay alive. It's their whole thing. It's kind of interesting, and
Be weird, be rude, stay alive.
so I think that's what it is. And it's like, because women will go like, I didn't want to be awkward and weird, or like I didn't be want to be rude to the guy, and then they die. So your current person you're dating works on murder cat podcast, is that what you said?
TV shows, yeah, those
TV
recreate
shows.
shows or recreation.
Wow, fun. That's interesting.
Yeah,
I'm
true
into it.
crime podcast junkie, be rude, stay alive. I like that.
I'll be like in my house, and he'll abruptly walk in, lock a window, and I'm like, you don't want to know. You don't want to know what I was reading about today. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. I
Also,
bet
here's a
people that
wig,
are,
and
yeah,
we're
exposed to
done.
that type of material are much more anxious about it. Growing up, my mom, she. I guess her house got broken into a few times, so she started putting bells on every door. And I was always like, this is so fucking weird. Why do you have bells? She's like, just shut up and leave me alone. And I'll be
Well,
like, all right.
now,
But
do you
now you
know
can never enjoy
now
bells.
that a lot of home security systems have dings for every door.
Yeah.
So if you hear the door ding.
Did you guys growing up ever have to do door check, like at night, go around to the doors and lock them? Like that was your job?
Man, my mom was on top of that.
Kid, yeah.
God, I love your mom, Andrew.
Yeah.
My mom's so paranoid. She was on it too. Yeah, she's like, my mom had, okay, so she would set up her own security system at our vacation spot in Eastern Washington and like have a table with things that if you open the door, it would knock it over and she's like, and then they'd freak out and they'll run. I was like, I don't know if that's how it works. I was like, what, are you going to run a string all the way back to Everett?
Was she home alone? Yeah,
it
yeah.
rings a bell and you go, ha-ha, I'm going to drive 3 hours and catch these criminals. Like, I don't really know. But now, yeah, full-on alarm system that she covers with, she tapes, like, photographs that she printed out at, like, Walgreens of the family over the panel where you type in. I'm like,
someone's trying to disable it, and then they're like, oh, this poor family.
There's photos of a family, I guess.
Oh, she's been watching Silence of the Lambs. Okay.
Clarice. Yeah, I don't know. She's got all these paranoid. She is the most paranoid.
Yeah, we got my parents ever. Have like cameras, and they have an app that they can just look at the cameras while they're out and about and doing
so
whatever.
Mom's
and
too frugal to have the real shit. She yeah. has to like, yeah, she, well, cheap. She says frugal. That's just a fancy word for cheap.
Yeah, yeah. But,
anyway, yeah, yeah, wild stuff. So you, where did you grow? I don't know a lot about your youth.
My youth.
Yeah,
your childhood. What caused you to be this messed up is the question he's trying to get
what?
At. What are the warning signs probably, we can look at for?
For evidence, I grew up on Mercer Island, which you guys will know the connotation of. Spoiled. I was like into horses and, you know, typical Mercer Island snobbery. Went to college and then I kind of had a separation from my mom and that was when I decided, like, I'm going to break out of the mold and be an actor and go to New York and then move to L.A. And L.A. is where I started comedy. And I still think it traces back to door check, having to run around all the doors at night when it was dark and lock them. Because the logic is that you lock them against intruders who are dangerous. And if you're sending your kids around, the intruder could be right there.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering why it was a kid's job to do that. But also,
I heard a bump in the noise. Hey, send our 5-year-old down to investigate.
Exactly. I can't even be trusted to feed the cat, let alone, you know, I don't think.
Maybe she was hoping. I mean, she had 4 kids. Maybe she was like, you know, this is a lot to take care of. Take one.
We got one to sacrifice. We'll be all right.
Got a couple spares. You also want to try a vaccine on her? Like, whatever kills her is fine.
Yeah, when I was a teacher and we would have the lockdowns, I would always send the weakest student to lock the door so the gunmen would, you lock the door and close the shade. We had one where I thought we had an active shooter.
Have you talked about this on the pod yet? I think this is a great story.
So it just had been an active shooter at a local high school about 3 blocks away. There was some sort of like threat a week before at another local high school, and then they had set up this system where you could get alerted on your phone of what was going on, all the teachers, right? And you open that app and you press the red button, it would alert and then trigger a 911 call. Well, the way the app is set up is that you only, the notifications, what you would see the most recent notification before the older notifications. So they wrote, hey, this is a drill. Go. That notification went away. New notification. There's an active shooter on campus. Go into lockdown. Everybody get into the corners of your rooms. Lock the doors, close the blinds. And I open my phone and I go, okay. Because we would have drills all the time where we like knew it was a drill or probably was a drill. So I'd be like, all right, kids, we're going to go. We're going to, and they're like, come on. And I say, you get on the fucking floor right now. We're all over here. In the corner, I ran, I locked the door, closed it, shut the shades, was freaking out. And I was like, because what we always say is you can text your parents, hey, we are currently in a lockdown. I am fine. I'm in room 611. So do that right now with your phones. That was my room, I think, 611. And as they're doing that, because usually it would say, and then you can tell them it's an actual, just tell them it's a drill so they don't freak out. And I didn't say the drill part, and kids were like, and it's a drill? And I was like, oh, yep, it's a fucking drill. For about, it's probably like 2 minutes, but it was 2 minutes of me thinking there was an active shooter out outside our door.
God damn.
And so then the reason for the drill is to go bring those concerns, you know, go, hey, just so you know, it's a pretty important part of the process here that you need to set at the top of every one. You need to write, this is a drill. Cause
we'll make them separate messages.
And, yeah, and he goes, and I showed him and he was like, oh yeah, that's all right. Great. They also would do a thing where,
and he was like, oh, sorry, that's my dick pic.
The only way to
this is a drill, if you know what I mean.
This is a drill. I'll drill you. This is the only way to come out of a lockdown is by an email notification to the teacher. You can't trust the intercom because they could have a gun to
your
head
and going, everything's clear, whatever.
And so they made that mistake multiple times in drills where I was like, there's no email, and you just said the thing, and then I'd have to go and be like, sorry to be the nerd, like, but you guys said it was going to be an email, that, that's right, we forgot that today, the email came out right after the announcement, but it takes a second to get to everybody, and we got, you're right, so, anyway, that's why you have drills. And then fire drill, I would always go, this is probably not okay, I probably got in big trouble for this, but I would, put on the orange jacket, put on the backpack, hold up the sign, and I go, let's go, everybody get out. And we get outside, and I go, you got to take roll, and I'd go, Trevor! I'd be like, you, run inside, get Trevor. And they'd be like, fucking Jesus Christ. Mr. Michaelis, don't. And then Trevor would be, I'm right here. I was like, oh my God, Trevor, you answer immediately next time. And just like that was my bit that I would do every single time for fun. Not great, but it was a drill, and it was a
drill. But you sent the weakest kid in to get to in the fire. You know, you're like, let me find the smallest guy. He can get through the crevices.
But some of that was me being, in my mind, I would have explained it as like, look, I'm running that bit, but like they don't pay attention to the roll call if you just go like, hey, you know, they just ignore. And so I would go out and I go, alphabetical order, boom. And then they'd all get in alphabetical order. And I go, quick, in order by the date of your birth. And they'd like have to talk to each other and like, January, all right, I'm whatever. And then in that time, I could like make sure they were all alive and well. I don't know. It was always bits to try and get them to pay attention to the important thing.
Corey, where do you think you're going to apply your comedy next in a public service setting? Because I feel like you've covered the school.
Airplanes. Just every time a woman passes out, just another one bites the dust. You guys just do it to the beat of Staying Alive.
They'll give you a badge of like, you're the one who can get away with joking about it, and anyone else says, mom, you're like,
You do. Hey, I'm a comedian. It's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, teaching, I miss it sometimes, but, you know, probably should get fired. Or at least reprimanded.
Teacher on teacher was not, maybe not you or any other teachers, you know, comics and banging, but.
Me?
Well, I mean, I doubt anyone would want to fuck you, but I just, you know, we were talking about comics banging each other and that being a workplace thing, you know, I thought.
I know there was people that got together and then like dated and got married within the school. I jokingly, because my first class, my freshman year was the first time one of our fun teachers ever had her own class. So to us, she was very young to us. And then I became a teacher at the same school. So I would always like tease her like, I was in your first class ever. And now I should go get some drinks. And she got a divorce right around when I did. And she's like, shut the fuck up. So obnoxious and so annoying. But I kind of think like, you know, a few drinks or whatever, maybe something could have just, but she would have hated that. She would have been so mad to have to deal with.
She would have used the ruler again, just like old times say, Corey. Yeah. Hey.
Give me detention and make me write sentences on the board.
I will not come early. I will not come early.
Then there was like, we would go on these teacher like conferences in the summer, and there was some partying that would happen there. Teachers are kind of the worst students a lot of times in those things. They are on their phones all the time.
Yeah.
Or they do the things they hate that students do.
Because they're like, drunk,
I know how to do all this shit, you know. And we'd go out and we'd drink in San Diego on that, whatever that 6th Street or whatever that is in San Diego. No, that's Austin. Whatever, Gas Lamp Quarter.
Yeah.
And there was one super cute woman teacher who me and my wife at the time kind of thought was like, maybe there's something fun that could happen there. And her friend was like cock and box blocking the whole thing. Like, she's too drunk. You guys need to go. And not even like, just like, but we think she was kind of a lesbian and a little jealous. It was a whole thing. So that's the closest I ever got.
Yeah, I think in high school there was a rumor that one of our teachers banged the principal, and the principal didn't come back a year later. So we were kind of like, why does she get to stay? You know,
power. Yeah, see, he probably invited her under his porch, and
well, she had. I think she lived like a couple blocks away, so there was always like a rumor, and I don't know.
I see.
Andrew's no
very
found out.
Nurse and flight attendant. That's probably your top two professions that you hung around with, wouldn't you say? Or try
well,
to?
I want a flight attendant. I've never been able to bag one.
bag one.
Well, bag one.
Maybe you shouldn't say
oversized bag. They charge me extra for the body, but anything over 50 pounds, you know. Nurses, a lot of nurses.
You run across them a lot, or
I don't know if it's just what I tend to attract, or what I you know. I don't.
Them.
Yeah,
or
I
like have a lot of
shot widely at anybody that'll look at me with a twinkle in their eye, but just happens to be nurses and.
Well, Max, people in the entertainment field that you've typically dated, or is that abnormal?
Ugh, yeah. Being in LA, I guess I tried to stay away from actors. They sucked. I dated one or two comics, unfortunately. And then, because it's just what you're around. And even when you use the dating apps, there's like, I don't know, we're just...
It's also like what your schedule is, you know? Because it's like, I work... you know, starting at 6 p.m. basically. And so that's when a lot of people are off work. And then it's like weekends, I work weekends mostly. And then it's that's when their free time is. So
it might be, it's hard. And it's like, they might be cool with it intellectually, but when it comes to the actual practice of it and your sleep schedules are off and you're cranky because the other one like woke you up or came in late, and it's like, I mean, we might like each other, but do we like each other enough for this?
Right, right.
Fucking logistics, man. That's what ruins everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I don't know if you're a fan of Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever, but that's what we were kind of joking about. This, our friend chose this guy, but he goes on these animal retreats in Africa for a month, and he lives in Canada. And she just moved to San Diego, and it's like, how's that ever going to work if she's going back and forth with countries and stuff? And so that was our joke. Like, we can finally get back together. It's like, no, she just dumped a guy because he was never around. That's not, you know,
right.
Not going to work out, but
yeah.
Sucks, but it's good to know because like, I mean, I feel like there's a certain amount of compromise you can make if you find someone so compelling and like so worth a little bit of sacrifice for, but I know that if I go too long, like I snap on him. If I am missing too many mics or I'm not getting my writing time, I'm like, I don't love you enough to keep doing this.
Yeah. I think it's about, I think once, especially with this, I mean, this last year and a half has been insane. So I kind of don't count it, but like Corey and I are now for the last whatever are starting to be more flexible where we're able to book our own shows and sell our own tickets and make a little bit more net profit. And so hopefully that makes a flexibility more where we can go, yeah, let's take a month off and just go on a vacation or do whatever. And then this will be my heavy touring month and you'll know that. So you can plan whatever you want to do, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of the goal, the optimism I'm looking forward to. I mean, I'll still have to get a personality that will make someone actually want to be with me.
That's easy.
That's like a second part, you know?
It's less getting a personality than it is hiding your personality. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. Hiding the red flags.
Suppression. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Suppression. Right. Voter suppression.
You can learn something from the GOP, yeah. Well, that's fun. So then, what do you got cooking? What's going on right now? You were shooting yesterday, and...
acting's been picking up since the pandemic, now that all of the casting people are going by self-tape, so you can really audition a lot more, and... I'm just taking a small break from stand-up because there's so many shows, but after a while you're kind of going in a little donut of like, okay, I'm on shows, but who's really seeing me? So I'm trying to just reassess where to put my energies. And my band, Mick and Maxie, which sounds like a Wiggles show, is playing Viper Room next week. So we've been preparing for that.
Oh, Viper Room.
Recording some stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to like play some history.
Now, do you do like Zoom auditions and like, you know, or is it like sending in a tape mostly?
Mostly sending in a tape, but there have been a few like Zoom callbacks for things.
Do you have to be like, all right, like, do you like come in from the side and
all of it.
Reading mostly?
Dude, they're asking for the most inane things. They'll ask you to send in a self-tape that's like got so many components, or like bring your family in for it, or like be on a hiking trail, or like set up your system so it looks like you're typing. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm filming on my computer, so how can I? And just, or like tell your deepest, darkest secret to the camera, send it to God knows who.
Reconnect with your family.
I plead the fifth. And,
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, we're not really, we've not been in that world really much at all.
They're close enough to each other to do both, but I don't know. I'm limping trying to do both.
Yeah, I did a Zoom audition for like some reality show or whatever, but...
My dick is too big? That series?
No, that one, the dick is too small one is the one they were... no, it was... this
whole...
is my theory, though. I think it's like, I don't know if it's like a, I, all right, this is kind of maybe a conspiracy, but, and maybe you would have, actually it's interesting, you might have some insight, but I think they come up with like fake names for shows.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to tell you what the real show is or whatever.
So what do you think you
auditioned this for? Show, they call me up, they're like, we're with Discovery Channel, and it's like a dating reality show with an Animal Kingdom twist.
You fuck a horse.
Yeah, yeah. show is getting real different, but they were like, you have to attract a mate with like nonverbal Animal Kingdom. And so I kept making jokes like, oh, you want me to pee on her leg or whatever? And and so one producer is like, you're hilarious. Like, this is exactly what we need. And she goes, we're going to send you to the second round, but we need you to play up the looking for love part. And I was like, this is the first time a woman told me I wasn't desperate enough. So that's nice. and then I get the second producer, who's this old curmudgeon-y lady, and it's over Zoom. And she's just going like, yeah, what are we doing? I don't like you at all. You know, they go like, what animal describes your sex life? And I was like, I'm like a cicada. She goes like, how do you spell that? And I was like, well, this is not going to end well for me. But but I never, they go, we're filming in July, so we'll let you know really soon whether you get the part or not. And so I was like, okay. But now I'm like, it's fucking been 6 months. Like, where's
have you been watching for the show?
I keep waiting for an Animal Kingdom show to come out. And I'm like, I think they're bullshitting me. But the first producer who loved me, she still follows me on Instagram and likes posts every once in a while. So I'm like, maybe she's like, holding out.
That's good. That means they'll look for other things to put you in.
Anyway, I don't know if they have you ever gotten like a part and then they're like, hey, we were bullshitting about the first part of it. You don't need to be on a nature trail. We just do that to fuck with you. Here's the real show that you're doing.
No, I think what you described, I think it was legit. I think that's actually what they would have you do. Unless they were just, I see what you're saying about testing your boundaries. So then maybe the real show is doing less. But no, the most I've ever had of subterfuge was just them calling the show something different. So you audition for it and you're like, ah, I don't give a fuck. Blah, blah. And then you send it in and later you find out like it was Grey's Anatomy and you're like, fuck!
That's funny.
What's the biggest show you've auditioned for that you didn't get? What's like the story of like, oh, I was in line for that?
Literally a month and a half ago, I was pinned, which means that like I'm one of the final choices for a series regular on Grey's Anatomy. And I got the call and I started making up a to-do list because I was like, my life is about to change. And I was, when I got the call, I was helping shovel dirt into a friend's backyard that we were recreating into our comedy space for Sweet Comedy, the show that we run, the one coming up in December. And we were like landscaping his backyard for this comedy show, pouring our heart and soul to it. And I was like, man, I wonder if I got it, like how I would keep up stand up, if I even would keep up stand up. And I got that call and I was just like, cancel all my shows. I'm done. I can just take a break.
No.
Now, is there like a lesbian trans character that they cast that you're like, that was me? And
I was worse. Oh, I haven't seen, I haven't looked out for it yet. Okay. I really should try to see if that was her. But yeah, it was for a gender non-binary woman. It's the haircut, you guys. It's the fucking hair.
Sure. Yeah.
McVamey or whatever. I don't know. What they call that. That's fun. Well, hey, better things are ahead.
That's what
I didn't even know Grey's Anatomy was still on TV.
Yeah, that's true. fuck
yeah,
Grey's
maybe
Anatomy.
Maybe it wouldn't have done anything for me. Maybe it wouldn't have met. Or maybe, who knows?
That's true. I was almost on Bring the Funny, and I was like, cancel all my plans. I'm going to be a star. And then like the day before filming, they just ghosted me and stopped returning my phone calls. And then I watched the show and I was like, this show fucking sucks. Nobody got famous from it. So fuck you anyway.
Good.
I still would have liked the blue check mark, but you know.
That's good.
What you get for not casting me, you losers. I hope you get canceled after one season. And they did.
They would have got canceled for one of your jokes, probably.
I would have got canceled.
Hey, well, this is great. How should people, where should people go to follow you on the internet or into your hotel room?
yeah, I'll see you.
My at is a balcony.
yeah,
stay definitely. Weird, stay rude. What was it?
Especially my home, the windows are locked, but the door might not.
Don't even try it. She's murder prepared.
Yeah, there's the booby traps all around. I
love it. Booby traps. Mad Maxie with two D's, one X.
Yes, MADDMAXI for Instagram and MaxiW for Twitter, which I'm not on as much, but there's some juicy stuff on the gram. I'm staying off of TikTok, so keeping loyal.
All right. Andrew is Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. The podcast is Homeschool Podcast on all the things. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with actually like a few days probably here.
Yeah.
We're recording late this week, but we'll be back next week. New guest. Talk to you guys. Come see us live December 11th in LA, December 2nd, 3rd, 4th in Oregon. Bye.